Hello everyone and welcome to the Sage Beamy podcast. I'll be your host for today, Sage Beamy, and our co-host is
Anonymous
99. So yeah, and like the streaming sites in your son streaming football. Alafu kuna kwanga nako ka chat box hapo kando.
I have several times.
So you find people with funny names up over. So today will be
well, that's me.
Today will be with Anonymous 99, and we'll actually be talking about. Before we continue, I'll just like to put this out there. When you're coming in to listen to this section, this is basically dealing with the boys and nothing but the boys. So don't come in with any morals. Just come in, look at the actions, look at the results, and that's it. So on today's podcast, we'll actually be talking about something that's out there, something that's people do it unconsciously, some do it consciously, but that's basically it. I'll start with a small introduction here. So we'll be talking about an anxiety that guys have. It comes in many ways, but mostly it usually comes like, let's say there's this chick I'm pursuing. Whilst I'm pursuing her, I'm usually taught that when you're pursuing a chick, you're supposed to pay for her the lunch, you're supposed to take her out. It's basically the financial stuff that the guy deals with. And this has gotten guys into a lot of shit, if I may say. You know, makes sense, isn't
it? Yeah, it does.
We'll be talking about that kind of anxiety, the anxiety that you just can't say no to a girl, even if you're not dating her, even if you are dating her, it's basically dealing with the other gender.
Yeah, you feel a sort of like pressure to deliver on something that's not necessarily like your responsibility, right?
Hey, that makes even much better sense, man. So, let me start by telling a story, not necessarily mine, but I'll just say it. So I was talking to my boy. He was telling me that he took a loan, man. He took a loan. Why? To take this girl out. Because at the back of his head, he was thinking, if I get this girl out, spend on her, show her that I care, at the end of the day, I'll end up smashing. So my guy took her out on a date. They went to a nice restaurant. They ate. Then while at the end of the, should I call it a date?
Yeah, a date, huh?
at the end of the date, the chick was like, so I'll see you next time. Bye. So the guy, while narrating to me the story, he was like, bro, yani hata sikuguza, and I got in debt because of this. And I was like, wow, I'm imagining myself in that shoe. Man, it's really tricky out there. This has also happened to me, but I didn't go in debt. For me, what happened was, I decided to check this girl out,
yeah?
So we go to KFC. We eat, story, kidogo hapa na pale. Then what happened was, I was like, ash, tuto hapa, we're going home. At this time, I usually was home alone, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, this is among the reasons why Sage Beamy is a virgin. So, me and her, we are on a date. Tumeongea nini. It was around 7ish hapo. Not really late, but ilikuwa hizo masaa.
Mm.
So we are talking with the chick. I'm trying to flirt, but kuna vile I look kind of desperate,
yeah,
in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ah, see, we are about to finish, we go home. Then she was like, tunaenda wapi? I was like, see, tunaenda home, mimi na wewe, home, like my place, eh? I imagine she was like,
Not happening.
Not happening.
Well, these things happen. So I think in my opinion, it's more like, like for this guy, I think he looked at the situation and he was, he looked at it like an exchange. So he was, it's basically, most things in life are an exchange. So you give up something for something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's you sacrifice something so that you can achieve something else. But you have to give in something in return for something else. But he took it very transactional, you know. Almost sort of like a payment for something, which is okay.
Yeah,
but maybe he made a miscalculation. Maybe he didn't do it right.
He didn't see the signs.
Yeah, he didn't see the signs. Maybe it would have actually worked on a different sort of girl, because that same move would have probably worked very well on a different girl. So it's different, you know. It's different for different people. I know some girls out there usually use dates and flirting. I mean, flirting leading up to dates as a way. It's like a ticket to a free meal. It's like, I know this guy will take me out, or I'll push this guy to take me out so that he can spend on me. And most of them out there are actually like that, by the way. If you're not careful, you end up being in debt and you don't really get anything in return. Right? And especially for men, you know, there's something I heard somewhere. It's called the meat. I think I'd like to make a reference to someone, but I can't remember who exactly mentioned it. It's money, energy, attention, and time. You know, for a man, you know, men are not the same as women. And for men, you want men to be, you know, a man is classified, or a man is ranked according to what they achieve in life. Their productivity, their achievements.
Value.
Exactly. Their value comes from their achievements.
Mm.
So what did you do with your life? What did you do with whatever you had, whatever you were given? What did you make of yourself? So like, you have your money, you can use your money to better yourself. You can use your energy to better yourself, your attention,
your connections.
Time. Exactly.
Mm.
But now you see, these same three or four things that I've mentioned can also be used at the same time to obtain like sexual favors, or to obtain a girlfriend, or to get some sort of response from a woman. You can use money to get a response from a woman. You can use your
charm.
Exactly, your charm. And in some cases, you know, some people will be like, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who will spend so much money to get a girl. I usually have such really good game, and I get the girl. But you see, at the end of the day, your time, your attention and energy went into vibing this girl, because you had to spend all three of these instead of just spending your money. Right? None of them is better than the other, of course, but at the end of the day, for you to get that girl, for you to get, you know, maybe to get that girlfriend, or if you're looking for like a short-term relationship, for you to get into her pants or whatever, you know, is you have to exchange something for that, you know?
Yeah, basically.
You might have to spend a lot of time before you get there. Yeah. If you don't spend a lot of time, maybe your game is really good, you spend a lot of energy, or you spend a lot of attention, right? Because you have to be like sharp.
Engaged.
And like, exactly, like you have to be engaged the whole time. It's like you're...
Back and forth.
Back and forth, you know? It's like she gives you something, you give her something back so fast, you know?
Mm.
Witty responses. But you see, you have to exchange something for that. And at the end of the day, what are you willing to lose? You know, what are you willing to lose for women? You know, and sometimes, that's why sometimes they say a red flag in men is if they're not into alcohol, they must be into women, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, there's a third thing, but like, you see, there's some of these things. So, you know, you have to choose. You have to choose and pick. You know, because if you concentrate on women, you might lose out on another side of your life.
That's true.
So there are all these things. I don't know. For the case of this guy, I'm not really sure. Are we trying to analyze it? Are we trying to help him?
Okay, basically, for me, while talking to him,
yeah,
it was like he was so frustrated that he got in debt because he got nothing in return.
Yeah.
So maybe there are others like him out there expecting that you'll spend on a woman and get something in return.
Yeah.
Maybe for her, she's thinking, my presence is enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
There are others who the presence won't be enough. Yeah. Maybe they require something more. So basically, what we'll be trying to do is get it out there that people have expectations,
yeah,
and people don't talk about the expectations.
True.
So you end up being disappointed. You end up being disappointed. Then you're like wondering, like you're frustrated, and it's all your fault because you got yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Like unconscious. Is it okay if I say unconsciously?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got yourself in that situation unconsciously. So while I was talking to my boy, he was asking me like, what could I have done in that situation?
Yeah.
So I was like,
okay, personally, I don't advise other people to do this, but it has worked for me. So I think, you know, sometimes you don't change a winning team. You know, if your team works without Lukaku, do not get Lukaku. Don't change
the
team.
The game.
You know,
if it works, don't fix it.
Yeah, if it works, don't fix it. Exactly. So, for me, what works has always been, and every woman is beautiful in their own way. So, if you're a woman and you're listening to this, I hope you don't take offense. But you know, I only take women out after I have dated them consistently for about 2 months. That may or may not involve being, like, you know, sexually involved with them, but usually it's usually after some time that I'm assured, you know, this is not somebody I'm taking out to impress them.
Yeah.
I never take out somebody to impress them. I used to, but I never do it anymore, and it's not worked for me. So maybe there's a more effective way, but that's what I
do. But since it's working, you're sticking to that right now.
Yeah, since it works, you know, you don't change it. But what I would say is, the best way to win in life generally, and also with women, is not to be result oriented. It's like you have to be so carefree, you know.
Mm.
It's like she needs to know you don't really care. If she wants to, you know, get on the bandwagon, you know, if she wants to come onto your train or to your trip, jump in, you know. If you don't want to, like, I mean, it's chill. Like, somebody else will down the line, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't change your value as a man. It means, you know who you are and you know, like, your value. That means you're not really ready to compromise and start simping, you know. I'm not sure of, like, how you define the word simping, but for me, I think it would be going way out of your comfort zone just to impress a girl. Never go out of, like, what you normally do to just have fun, just to impress a girl, you know? Be yourself. If she doesn't like you for who you are, I assure you that 2,000 shillings you will spend on that date is not going to change anything, you know?
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Whether it's a 2,000 shilling meal or a 10,000 shilling meal or a trip to Mombasa, if she's already not into you, it doesn't change.
She won't change.
It doesn't change by spending on her, you know. And that's the other problem. How do you manage the fact that, okay, fine, you're already on the date, you've spent that money?
Yeah.
Like, how do you change it? How do you spin it around into her not just leaving you, you know, hung, you know, like
up and dry,
win, you know, up and dry, exactly. And the only way I would see is don't commit financially unless you're sure, like, it's clear to both like, of you, you know, you know, like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, talk about it, like, make sure. And then another thing I also see, even in approaching women, you know, is don't make it too friendly. It's nice if you're initially approaching somebody you
you as in make her feel like
you make her feel comfortable. You can't go in with sex immediately because now you become a creep, but you need to make her feel comfortable first. But when once she's comfortable, then you can. And comfort doesn't have to take like days, it doesn't have to take hours, it can take like seconds, right? You just talk to her, ask her what her name is, what she does, blah blah blah. At least get to talk about the normal things and tell her, you know, I like the shape of you, you know, just say something sexual. You have to drop something sexual, you know.
There's a time, I'll call him my younger brother. He was complaining about women, how, because he was recently heartbroken.
Yeah.
I told women this. I told him, you should chill out. Women will just be women. You can't compel someone to do A, B, C, D or anything. You just have to let them be. So I told him, to get your mind off things, I need to get you out of the house.
Yeah.
Because you're just on phone talking about women and you haven't even dated, like, you've not reached 1,000 women to clarify all women are like this, all women are like that.
Yeah.
So I took him out and I told him, today what we'll be doing will just be approaching chicks and conversing while on the way. So see, we are doing our laps. Then he sees this fine mama. Then he's like, bro, kuta ule, kuta ule. Yeah. I was like, ule? Ah, sawa. So, me being me, first in my head I was like, ah, I've got nothing to lose. If she doesn't get to know me as a person, that's her loss, because I'm an amazing person, to be honest with you. So, I approached this chick, I said hi, and I asked her name. After asking her name, I immediately complimented her in the shape, and she actually started smiling. So at the end of the day, I ended up with her number, and I walked away because that conversation was really short. So when I got to my small bro and I was talking to him, he was like, bro, what did you say to her? I just saw her starting to giggle, and he was like, what are you saying to me? But it's just something simple that people actually feel like it's complex. People shit their pants because they feel like she's a goddess. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you put her on a pedestal. And you see, the people usually respond to how you treat them. So if you come up to me and you treat me completely like as if I'm a normal person, you know, I will respond to you as if I'm a normal person. If you treat me as if, you know, I'm a 9 and a 9 or a 10 and you're a 1 or a 2, so you look up to me the whole time you're conversing, I'll sense it in your conversation. And women are way better at sensing, you know, these social cues compared to men. Right? They're way better. Another thing you said, he was too concentrated on this women and having, you know, opinions about women. And the thing is, you know, I'm not sure if there's a saying that says this, or the wording exactly, but a watched pot never boils, you know? It's like, if you're really looking to improve at something, you know, it takes time, it takes patience. You can't watch, like, you can't watch and you can't pay so much attention into something and wait for it to, you know, immediately improve, or for you to like suddenly like have this, you know, eureka moment, you know. You have to give it time, you have to, you know. So and maybe, you know, that's not for him. Maybe he's not going to be, you know, like a Casanova, and that's fine, that's, you know,
it's, but okay,
he needs to like live and let live, you know, live and let go as well. Just be like, you know, as I said before, just be freestyle and let it be.
On that, You told guys that they shouldn't like fully commit financially.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I was like, okay, let me take it according to the situation of me, where the chick told me that we're not going anywhere. So what I opted to do was waste a little time, try to like create a rapport, that comfortable environment, so that we could slide back and go to my direction, because at the end of the day I had a focused goal.
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't like fully there, the fact that she appeared made me think that maybe she's like 20% in, but she needs that convincing to push it a little bit more. So it's like there's this I read the 48 laws of power, eh? So there was this law where he told guys about not talking about your actual goal, but talking about this other goal continuously, but at the end you lead it to this other side. It's basically something that do not with women but with any individual other thing out there. So you could actually try and use this tactic and see how it will work for you.
True In fact, also another thing to usually ask yourself is, because I'm not really sure what was happening in the situation, both situations, but usually there's like a background story. Had you like sexualized the conversations? How comfortable was she with you know, the sexual, you know, sexual topics? Did you like something that's very important that I've learned? I don't know if I'm mentioning too many things for the first podcast, but like I feel like you need to, if you want to broach a topic, let's say, you want to bring up the fact that you want to go to your place or to her place or whichever place, you need to mention like a side thing. You need to say like something like, let's go, I have this, you know, like this pink fish in a vase in my place that you need to see, you know. It's like, oh my god, I have this painting in the house, it's just amazing
that you should see.
Yeah, you know, every time I see, you know, just come up with something, be creative. It might not necessarily be true, but be creative, you know,
as in make that they'll have that feeling like, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes they know what you're doing. They just don't want it to be very obvious. Just ask them, you know, let's go to my place, let's bang, you know. You can sometimes if you're forward and it works for you, but generally, if you want to take them back home, you know, you drop it in hints, you know. And then another thing is you don't take, it shouldn't be a very long journey between where you are and like the place where you want to go, right? And if it's long, what you can do is you can break apart the date, right? So you can take her for like a small thing, like you can tell her, let's get some
smocha.
Let's get some smocha. It can be anything. You can be like, let's get some smocha, let's get like an ice pop. And then you move her to say, it's just, or you can move her just like physically, you lead her, right? Physically.
Hold her hand,
exactly.
Take her
and women like that, you know. Some women, most women like that. I wouldn't like to make assumptions, but most women like it. So you can lead her to the next spot. And usually the whole time, when you're leading her from one spot to another,
it's like you're taking her, you're on moving an adventure. Her.
Exactly.
Closer to the house.
It's an adventure, but you're actually moving her closer to the house. She doesn't know, right? Then when she's finally very close, you'll be like, actually, you know, that thing I was telling you about, that like vase or something I mentioned, it's somewhere, it's very close. I'm just somewhere here. Or let me just take a leak. I wanted to probably use a toilet and then come back. Would you mind? Let's just. And she wouldn't mind, actually. She gets into the house. And once she's in the house, I'm not saying like you treat her now, you know, like bounce on her, you know.
But like the lion waiting to bounce on the zebra.
Exactly. And that's a topic for another day. Once she's in the room, how you conduct that. You know, that's a topic for another day. And you should tune in. But like, usually gauge her reaction to some of the topics that you'd later like to bring up,
yeah.
You know, so you see how comfortable is she talking about sex with you, because she's very comfortable maybe talking about sex, but not sex with you specifically.
She
can imagine all those things with, but, you know, Chris Brown,
yeah.
But like, she's like, hey, Wainaina, like, no, you know, or Omosh, hey, what are you saying? What are these things you're mentioning? So you need to first see how comfortable is she with this topic. So you, as soon as possible, and I keep mentioning this because I think I like to get it out there, and to get it, to, you know, to clear the air. As soon as possible, you need to bring up sexual spikes. You need to, don't be creepy, you know, but like just mention things like something about her body that turns you on, you know, in like, a very nice
attitude. Do you have fetishes? Like,
yeah.
What, like,
exactly. Have you ever had, like, bring it up, you know, bring it up so that you see her reaction.
Action. if she's comfortable with it, if she's not.
If she's not. So that by the time you're taking her out, you don't get disappointed. You let her learn, hey, when this mommy, this mommy didn't really...
Because
hapo, in a way, utakuwa ni kama umejicheza, no? In a way.
Unaweka chukua tuta chup chup.
Hello? Yep.
This is chapter one. We need to reduce the sound from outside.
So yeah, you know, it's one of those things.
We've got to make a copy, by the way.
Ile, you need to measure her so that before you take her out, so that you know if she's going to be down for, you know.
Yeah. So I was thinking like as in people usually there's this guy, like it came to him naturally, yeah, he's been doing all of these things,
yeah,
but he doesn't know that he's been doing it.
Yeah.
He's been really adventurous, he's been mysterious, he's been like charming, he's doing all these things unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
This was me back in the day, yeah?
Yeah.
But I read this, then I was like, ah, I used to do this, I've been doing this, and I was like, because there's this one time, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I took this chick who were going on a date, yeah? So we got somewhere and I was like, I'm feeling kinda hungry, and there's a restaurant up ahead, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go to that restaurant and ask them to give us food, like the leftovers food? But at that time, I knew this chick that I was with, she was like adventurous like me, like she would be down for that. Because you know there are chicks who are like, will be like, oh, we're going to borrow food. They're not up for it. But the girl who I was with was like, ish, this is an experience that I haven't done. I'd like to experience this.
Mm-hmm.
So in taking her for that short adventure, you should actually gauge her and know like, she's comfortable doing these sorts of adventures, and these other adventures she's not comfortable with. A good example, people talk about the chicks from the Kero.
Yeah.
As in, how wanaweza kukuteka, they say.
Yeah.
So, I'm usually like, while you're taking her on an adventure or on a date, you gauge her, you get to know if she's comfortable with this and that, and implement the things that you feel like she'd be comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because me, my boy and I, we usually talk, as in when guys meet up, women will be a topic one or the other.
Yeah.
So while I was talking to my boy, he was telling me, we were talking about whites and Caucasians. So he was like, bro, can you take a Caucasian to Islando? Like, can you take a Mzungu to Islando? And you're like, where can you? Anonymous 99,
can I take a Mzungu to
Islando, like Mtani?
Yeah, I can. But you see, how did you condition her? Did you condition her? It's like how somebody usually treats you, how you treated them initially, how you present yourself. So if you... if you present yourself in a certain type of standing that you can never go to Islando, you'd never be with a
guy, you know, from Islando.
Yeah, then they would take it very, you know, negatively. And sometimes it doesn't even matter what you condition yourself to be. Sometimes if the chick is just has a certain I don't know if it's a misconception or a certain belief about a certain thing, even if you try to introduce it in the best way, she might still not accept it.
Yeah, that's true.
But most of the times, it's how you present it, you know? If you're very lighthearted about it, I can take a Mzungu bana to sleep. Why not?
Peleka dandora.
Peleka dandora bana. Tell her this is the life here.
Make sure she or he oh make sure she eats dandora.
Yeah.
Because they don't know about peleka dhufu na kukula mguu.
Yeah.
They don't know about that street food.
They don't know about that.
Anyways, there's this other thing, yeah. I realized it with myself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
While texting with a girl who's a friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how am I going to put this? Like, I've had girls come at home, yeah.
Yeah.
And they slept over.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, okay. There are those girls that you feel like smashing,
mm-hmm.
and there are those that you feel like, I shouldn't touch this.
Yeah.
But they are, as in you're comfortable around them, get it? So, there's this chick who told me, like, she'll be coming to my place,
mm-hmm.
and what will happen is, I'm supposed to give up my bed and let her sleep on my bed while I sleep on the couch.
She told you this?
Yeah, as in she was like,
mm-hmm.
she's coming, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And since she's coming, she told me actually, I told her, I only have one bed in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's very comfy. I love my bed, yeah. And there's also, that's where I usually sleep. Actually, it's like I was marking my territory, yeah. Like, kukuni kwangu. Then after I said that I have one bed in my bedroom, she was like, I know the functioning of the couch. So at the back of my head, I was like, oh, this is nice. She's volunteering to sleep on the couch.
Mm.
Oh, she was volunteering to sleep on the couch. So yeah. I was like, I have a couple of blankets. So if you sleep on the couch, you won't feel like a cold at night because it was the rainy season, that thing. Then she was like, oh, as in like, she is like surprised in quotes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Surprised. Because I think that she was telling me that I should go sleep on the couch. So I was like, you wouldn't expect me to do something that you wouldn't do for me, right?
Yeah.
Because it was actually, for me personally, I feel like, okay, not sleeping in my bed most of the time feels awkward, yeah?
Mm.
Especially when I am out with the guys na tumelala nje. Sometimes you feel awkward, but since you're with the guys, you just make yourself at home. Wherever it is that you are, right?
Yeah.
So, after she told me that, she expected me to sleep on the couch. I go like, oh, okay. Then I said whatever I said, like, you wouldn't let do for me something that I wouldn't do for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, she was like, of course. If you come over, I'll sleep on the couch and leave the bed to you. So Nico was like, okay. So that's when she said, I was actually thinking of coming over. So I was like, oh, you're inviting yourself, huh? It was okay. So,
the thing is, I think she sounds very entitled, no? And you need to control some of those things early, very early on. I would offer something out of chivalry, but like if you feel like I need to offer it to you, then like I'm no longer like, you know, I'm no longer I'm no longer in a place where I wish to do it willingly, right? I feel like, you know, this is not exactly, and I feel like, hey, no, you know, take yourself out of that space, you know, and that's the thing. If she hadn't said it, if I was in your shoes, I'd probably have offered, you know, if I really wanted to, right? I would have offered it, but like the way she said it, you know, no, just take yourself out of that space, because she that sort of entitlement will. It will surface in many things within that that relationship. Or
yeah, it's basically a relationship, but not the
the conventional.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it's like it's like when you come over, I could offer you food, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you say it before you come, as in if you say it as a joke, maybe, you know, it's context. Yeah. But if you say it like, hey, when I come over, but I need to have, you know, like sparse ribs and some pizzas, G, and what, you know, it becomes a problem.
Napikia po supu ya mende.
Bana, takuja bana ni kupatie maji yagi. But anyway, that's
sense.
Yeah, that's about it.
I think to wrap up episode ya leo, labda tupige story mdogo sasa.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, that's basically what we're going through for today. We've actually talked about a lot. You can be going through, at a personally, I'll be going through the episode, like, to get my memory rounded up and refreshed. And we'll see you on the next episode, me and my boy, Anonymous 99 here.
Hey, it was a pleasure, man. It was a pleasure.
So there'll be more episodes coming up. For this section, it'll just be for the guys. Women, actually, I don't think we will be putting in women here, because we're taking it from a very selfish point of view, from a guy's perspective. Yeah. So ciao.
Ciao.